North State Public Radio. I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, June 25th. Butte County supervisors are considering a 1% sales tax to close a gap in their budget. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports supervisors are holding a budget hearing this afternoon.
The county is confronted with a serious budget shortfall. Supervisors say there are few options to raise enough revenue to close the gap. Butte County has the seventh lowest per capita tax base in the state. That's according to information provided in a staff report to be presented at the hearing. Supervisors say they may cut services next year unless additional revenues can be found. A 1% sales tax has been fronted as one possible funding source. According to the Chico Enterprise Record, it would contribute an additional $44 million to the roughly $1 billion budget. Supervisors are expected to put the question to voters on the November ballot. The annual budget hearing is scheduled to begin at 1:30 this afternoon. Community members will have the opportunity to comment on both the budget and proposed tax measure before a vote is taken. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
People facing felony charges who are deemed incompetent to stand trial, or IST, could stay here in Butte County to receive rehabilitation services and housing. At today's board meeting, supervisors will decide whether to allow the County Behavioral Health Department to join a state grant that would help fund a new 50-bed facility. State-run hospitals are typically the ones to take in IST individuals. But last month, supervisors approved acceptance of the $4.6 million grant. And the Chico City Council took a step last week to ease conflict over development proposals. This after voters shot down the proposed Valley's Edge development. According to reporting by KRCR-TV, council members voted to form a committee on growth and community development. It will bring builders, developers, planners, and smart growth advocates together to share their perspectives on future development. And in other news, the Oroville Rescue Mission is looking to more than double its capacity by the end of the year. According to the Chico Enterprise Record, the homeless aid organization is beginning construction on its Esperanza Village shelter project. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
The rescue mission told the paper the expansion will add 105 new beds to the site. They'll be split between expanding the existing dorms and adding new two-bed micro-shelters. The plans also include a sanctioned campsite and a car park. Oroville Rescue Mission CEO told the paper the Esperanza Village project has been in the works for years, and he hopes to have a soft opening in December. He added that the organization has begun street outreach to build relationships with unhoused people in the area and help make the transition into shelter smooth. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
Shasta County's choice of its new registrar of voters has been divisive, and now residents want to review the board's decision to see if it was fully legal. Over a two-day public interview process, Shasta County supervisors selected a former deputy district attorney with no experience running elections to be the county's next registrar of voters. In a press release, county officials praised the candidate's legal and public service background. Now, a group of Shasta residents want the American Civil Liberties Union to review the board's conduct during the appointment. The group feels the board's decision did not reflect popular support for more experienced candidates. Shasta County resident Jessica French told NSPR a group of residents has been in conversation with the American Civil Liberties Union. She said the organization asked to see support from at least 35 community members before continuing the conversation. French said she put a survey on Facebook on Thursday and received over 200 supportive responses in about 2 hours. Board of Supervisors Chair Kevin Cry did not respond to NSPR's request for comment ahead of deadline. And in other news, campers, hikers, and other nature enthusiasts now have access to more of Lassen Volcanic National Park. Park officials announced the opening of the 30-mile highway through the park last week. The road has been closed for the winter season, but has now been cleared of snow. Park officials still warn of winter conditions and snow at higher elevations. Manzanita Lake and Butte Lake campgrounds are open. More campgrounds are slated to open later in the month. Officials recommend residents check current conditions for more information on snow and road closures before traveling. And finally, Governor Gavin Newsom will deliver his State of the State speech today in the form of a pre-recorded video. The speech comes after a more than three-month delay. CalMatters' Alexi Kosef explains.
Newsom originally planned to deliver this speech in March because he wanted to tout a signature mental health proposal that was on the primary ballot. When the election results were closer than anticipated, Newsom abruptly postponed his address. he received widespread criticism, particularly from Republican legislators, for delaying the speech for months. But now that he's reached a budget deal with the legislature, Newsom has something else to talk about in the state of the state. He's likely to focus on his priorities, such as homelessness funding, rather than the deep cuts to government operations, affordable housing, and climate spending to close a multi-billion dollar deficit. This is the second year in a row that Newsom will forego a traditional speech in the legislative chambers. This state of the state will be pre-recorded and posted online.
That was CalMatters' Alexei Kosev. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, June 25th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.